This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
I like having goals. Every day when I get up in the morning, okay.
What was number one on the list today?
Make Mego cry.
Walk us through the play and sort of what it felt like.
Like I said, if you have any more specifics, you can talk to Coach Belichick about it.
Saw Mac a little while ago. Definitely getting better. Probably won't practice today. Take that day by day, see how it goes.
Do you expect Mac to start on Sunday for you guys?
Take it day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
Lou Merlone.
My ankle is hurt. I don't want surgery.
Christian Fourier.
Doctors are telling me to get the surgery, but Bill says no.
Megan Ottolini.
Jaguar or Jaguire?
I'm a wire.
Do you say wolf or wolf? That's another question.
Jaguar. Why don't you shut up?
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
It's a dry heat.
WEEI.
Oh, we are down here at our Fenway Ford Clubhouse studio. We're here before every Red Sox home game. It's a very sad day, even though, okay, listen, it's brought to you by New England Ford Dealers and Ford Trucks, the official truck of the Red Sox. I got to finish reading that. But it's a very sad day because it's our last day down here at Fenway for these home games.
We're getting some exposure now.
They're not going to look. There you go.
Look at them. Yeah. They're talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're looking at yeah. you. You're yeah. listening to us.
Hi.
Yeah. Say hi.
They're not going to let us come down here for the last three or four games.
Oh, damn it. I really feel like we should be drinking right now. I feel like this should be some sort of celebration.
You
I don't have to take a train
like
anymore.
That.
I don't have to like take a scooter. You don't have to walk a mile. I know Tyler's probably the happiest. Tyler has to like walk like at least 10 miles.
Prudential's a beautiful garage.
I love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Every day could be a
little different. It's wearing me down a little bit. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't care if I ever see this place again in my life.
Come on.
Ever.
All right.
Ever.
Well, this is it. This is where we are here. So today, remember yesterday, Mac Jones, he addressed the media, on Monday rather, and every question was like, you have to ask the coach. Yeah, day to day, you have to ask the coach. Any other questions, you'll have to ask the coach. Well, today they had an opportunity, the media, to sit down with one Bill Belichick and ask the coach about updates on one Mac Jones. And this is what it sounded like.
Saw Mac a little while ago. Definitely getting better. Probably won't practice today. But made a lot of progress here in the last, 48 hours. So keep plugging away and take that day by day, see how it goes. And that's where we are for today.
Do you expect Mac to start on Sunday for you guys?
Take it day by day.
When you go through the process of preparing the game plan and you have that level of uncertainty at quarterback, what impact does that have on that process as you start to put the game plan together?
Yeah, not too much. Brian's got a lot of experience. He's done everything that we would want to do. Mac be able to do it, with, I think, minimal practice if that was what it was. So just take it day by day. We're not really doing anything differently.
Is the plan, Bill, for Mac to have any kind of procedure to help along with the process here?
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Are you and the team on the same page with Mac and his team as it comes to the injury and how to progress or how to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, not really sure what the nature of the question is. Day by day, is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day.
Freaking Callahan.
Day by day.
We'll evaluate him. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So,
but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. See how it is tomorrow. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
Wow. So,
how many day by days did we count?
I mean,
12?
12 and a half.
12 and a half, because he starts at one point to say it again. He only gets a day in. And then
I think this was top five easy, Bill Belichick presser. Easy top five, because at first of all, I think he kind of exposed himself a little bit. He kind of backed himself into a corner a little bit.
Yeah, but then he always gets out of it by just repeating
himself. I don't know
if
he did, though, because it's like, okay, finally he's like, screw it. What the hell do I know?
I'm not a doctor. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
No, but aha, there's an opening. But you hired somebody to do that. What did that guy say? What did that guy say? That guy said, you have a doctor that's on staff that you pay, and he's hired and trained, right, to read MRIs. What did he say?
Day by day.
Well, then that guy needs to be fired because he sucks.
Thanks, Doc.
Doctor, so wait, am I going to live or die? I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. It's day to day.
It's not my job to read the MRI. And the reporter, I forget who it was, Callahan, was like, well, it's theirs. So what did they tell you?
They said day by day.
Unbelievable.
Well, they suck.
I have I was very fortunate to grow up in a house full of learned doctors.
Oh, humble brag. How you were raised.
Never heard that phrase ever uttered.
Wait, so your father, who's the doctor?
Both of my parents and my sister.
Okay. Oh, geez. And then look at you. Aren't they proud?
No. They're
like, this is our daughter, Megan. She does radio.
Black sheep.
She does sports radio. Yeah.
They're like, send this one back.
My coworker Christian farted today.
Yeah. You know, hey, Dad, my coworker talked about how we broke barriers because now we're free to fart.
And then I did a one chip challenge.
You tried to make me cry today.
Vanilla shake.
So, all right, so. I think that
they're
is
making
kind of
t-shirts
funny.
We gotta
get her parents
perverts.
On. Are you proud or kind of disappointed?
Well, Megan was always a little different.
She was, you know, challenging.
I have been described as the complicated.
Oh,
child.
Okay. You're that one. That.
She carved her own path.
Oh, there you go. All right. So,
we're very proud of her.
So you have three doctors in your family.
Yes.
Okay. Have you asked your mom or your dad, is your sister, if they have ever used the phrase? Like some parent comes in, pediatrician, like, hell, she keeps coughing. I don't know what's wrong with her. Well, hell, I don't know. I mean, what do I look like, a doctor?
Why don't we just let her be and see tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, like that never happened. Yeah.
But she's got 104 fever. Yeah, you know, day to day.
Yeah. How long do you think she brought her feet, Doc? Day by day.
I don't know.
Day by day.
Call me tomorrow.
Better day by day.
Is the plan built for Max having kind of procedure to help along with the process here?
Day by day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? You think I'm going to read the MRI?
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day.
Can you expect Mac to start on Sunday for you guys?
Day by day.
That's beautiful.
I have one other takeaway from that press conference. Sure sounds like Bill has had his fill of Phil Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is so done.
Oh,
day by day, Phil. Day by day.
Oh, yeah. No, he's done with
I feel like Callahan, Andrew Callahan from the Herald, friend of the show, and thank you for the login info. That guy, he seems to be kind of testing the waters himself, doesn't he?
As they should. That's their job.
Yes!
They were doing an excellent job asking the right questions, jumping in, following up. That's what they had to do down there, just jump on the grenade. But it's just so funny. Because it's like, you know, they're doing a good job. And he's like, day by day, Phil. Whenever he's name-checking, it's a little rough.
I would say based on experience, he does not like follow-ups. And therefore, he's very short with you.
Yeah. No, but the problem is that he allowed himself to be, to have the ultimate follow-up. What do I look like? An orthopedist? I can't read an MRI. And I would have said,
not my job.
Crap. No crap. We know you're not a doctor, but you have somebody. So what did that guy say? Since you're not a doctor, you just admitted that you're not. What did the doctor that you hired say?
Yeah, but like saw Mac a little while ago. Definitely getting better. Probably won't practice today. Because day by day by day by day.
So he started singing. That's amazing.
But you know, it doesn't matter, though, because it's Bill. And he's like, it's not my job to read an MRI. What do you think I am, a doctor? And they're like, well, you have doctors on your staff. What'd they say? And he's like, oh, dude.
It's
not really.
Anybody else kind of did that in a press conference, you'd be like, oh my God, you're an idiot. But
it's
he just sort
really
of laughs it off
at
people
term.
Like, oh, it's great.
It is now.
You don't say like, well, you know, all the surgeons got together and they decided that the patient is day by day.
Yeah, like I do feel
this
like
this is the day by day ward of the hospital.
If you looked up like day by day, like day by
the Bruins are coming
like
into, they're coming to visit the day by day patients at the Children's Hospital.
We're not really sure how long they have to live. Probably forever.
Day by day,
but it's day by day.
Day by day. Here's really the other thing with the day by day, and I know we've hit on this a lot, but this isn't like an open ended schedule thing. How long does day by day fly? Because it's starting to feel a little bit like training camps. Process, You know, like, oh, there's a process to this. I know you guys are focused on the result of the play. I know you guys want to know the injury, but we're day by day right now. Like, well, at some point, you've got to name a starter and put the quarterback out there.
Sunday.
And is this going to be the same thing next week? And they,
yes.
Look, they had Brian
Absolutely.
Hoyer
yes.
a couple minutes ago. They had Brian Hoyer down there at the podium. So he was taking over the reins of at least doing the starting quarterback appearance, speaking to the media. And I assume that that's who we're going to see Sunday. But is this what we're going to get for the next 6 weeks? How's Mac? He's day by day.
Yes, you will. Because next week, it's going to be when Hoyer starts this week, it's going to be like, so do you expect Mac to practice this week? And it's going to be, well, Phil, when he's able to play, he'll play. Like, that's all
no sooner, no later.
It's gonna be like this for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Well, is he any closer today than he was last week? I don't know. It's still day to day. Really?
Yeah. Injury
so
report.
So he's no yeah. better than so from yesterday to today. It's still day to day. Yeah.
Injury okay. report comes out Wednesday, Phil.
I think this is fabulous. He just discovered a new way of just saying, you know, we don't talk about injuries. Like, that's basically all he said is we don't talk about injuries.
So
instead of saying that, he said day to day.
So you got these
day
reporters
by day.
Day by
who
day.
Sit there in a Zoom and interview Mac Jones on Monday. And he's like, any other questions you have about my injury, ask the coach. So then they ask the coach, and he's like, day by day. Yeah, and then it's like, oh, he's day by day. And then I don't read MRIs. Well, you have doctors that read them. What they say, day by day. So it's like,
I promise the doctor did not say day by day. Like, maybe the doctor said, you know what,
not.
Let's, why don't we have him rest, put the foot up and have the swelling come down
not.
A little bit. We're going to bring him back in, do another MRI. There's no way that the doctor said, I'm putting my hands up right now. All I can say is day by day.
Day by day.
On a serious note, is this Bill Belichick taking a hold of the narrative in the public court of opinion by saying this is day by day? So when it does take 8 weeks, it's in Mac Jones is you know, the ball's in his court
like
to come
it.
Back, and he's taking so long he gets ripped for it.
You know what that is? When the report comes out that sources tell me that this Mac Jones injury is all about pain tolerance.
Oh no.
Pain
no.
tolerance. That is throwing on the lap of the athlete.
Oh, it's not Belichick's fault.
Years.
His quarterback's off.
You know,
pain
this is,
tolerance.
This is not a Martellus Bennett talking about Jimmy Garoppolo not being able to play because he was a little bitch, right?
Right.
I guess I'm paraphrasing that, but that's what he said. Is that what he said?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly
like, basically
what he said.
Called him like just like a wimp, you know, a chump, like he's not tough. Because he wouldn't play with the whole shoulder thing, right?
Nobody thinks that anybody can play the week of high ankle sprain. Or at least for 4 weeks. At least for 4 weeks with a high ankle.
No,
especially a severe one.
But I know, but okay, so are we sticking with severe?
That's
report. What the report
sticking
said
with
that.
Severe, okay.
There's nothing to indicate that it's not as bad.
Not at all.
As that.
Not at all. All right, so listen, nobody expects.
Medical experts.
Yeah, the day medical by experts day. On staff said.
Day by day.
I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And this is what you're going to get for 4 weeks. And again, they'll throw it on his lap when you hear the term pain tolerance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when we come back, we had Dan Orlovsky on at 3 o'clock. He very interesting things to say about Mac Jones, some way, what are the mistakes caused by, as well as diving into kind of what he sees from Mac Jones. And then we've also got Mike Lombardi, who pretty much blames the entire season at this rate on Mac Jones. You'll hear them both coming up next.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Now back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
All right, so earlier today we had a couple of interviews. We had Alex Cora on at 2:30. We had Dan Orlovsky on at 3. And if you missed both of those, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. All you can do is subscribe to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your Odyssey podcasts. I want to play a little Dan Orlovsky because we had him on at 3 o'clock. We were asking him about Mac Jones. And I think, Mego, you asked him this question about, I don't know where it is, whatever, but basically the mistakes that he is making right now, what does Dan Orlovsky think? What does he think the cause of those mistakes are? And this is what he had to say.
Number one, I 100% believe it's attached to frustration. Number two, I 100% believe it's attached to doubt. Number three, I 100% believe it's attached to lack of clarity. Listen, Mac Jones threw the ball 600 times at Alabama. He threw 7 interceptions. He threw the ball almost 600 times last year. I believe he threw 8 interceptions in his last 11 games. we're talking about a player that we have this massive body of data over, and we can unequivocally say over that body of data, this guy knows exactly what last year, know what to do with the ball, when to do it, how to throw it, and where it should go, and then why. I mean, as good as you could ask for from a young player, and now all of a sudden that's gone. Now all of a sudden he's become a giveaway guy, a turnover machine. That just doesn't happen unless he's frustrated with the things that are going on offensively. He understands that there's very little tie to them. Right now he's going, why are we calling this play?
So that's what Dan had to say, and it's kind of an interesting sort of study, right? Because you really took out one variable. That's really it, an offensive coordinator. Everything else really is the same. I mean, other than Devontae Parker, he's throwing to the same guys. A lot of the familiar faces in front of him in the line, the running backs, tight ends, everybody is the same. There's one variable that is different, and that's an offensive coordinator. So he says these mistakes are caused by frustration, doubt, and lack of clarity.
Again, and where does that all stem from? Because it's not – like, Mac Jones isn't creating that himself, right? Like, it's because of something. He didn't just all of a sudden become scared and, you know, indecisive and, you know, reckless. Like, who would be to blame for this? Like, honest to God, I think it's a fair question. So, because I agree with everything he just said.
The messenger, the coach, the offensive coordinators.
All of that self-doubt, indecision, like trust, frustration. Why are you frustrated? Why are you cursing and yelling on the sideline? Because you're frustrated. You're in. It's third and goal. You throw a what should have been a corner route. You change the play. Hey, I'm doing exactly what everybody's telling me to do, and you're not, yet I'm going to get blamed for it. So, but I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just going to – I can't take it anymore, so I'm going to curse cover effing four. And I'm going to say F. That is what – isn't that a – when I saw that live on Sunday, it was such an obvious sign of just what the hell. Like, what else can I do? I guess because I do feel like he probably feels like he has to do more. And if he's the only one putting in the time, doing the right thing, of course there becomes frustration. I mean, Olasky even talked about it, Mego, about like, you know, he's been in this position where like the play comes in. He's like, oh, this play is going to suck before he even snapped the ball. And now the other team, the entire offense is sitting there looking at you going, knowing that you don't believe in it because you worked on it during the week and it didn't work then. Let's run it anyways.
Yeah. And Christian, to that point, look, it's they've made no secret that they have changed some of the scheme that they're running in the offense and the way that they're approaching it, where they're having him take these way downfield shots and 50-50 balls and this and that, and depending on Devontae Parker to go up and catch it. And it looks like a system or like calls that Mac is uncomfortable with. And so it's not playing to his strengths. It's not having him do RPOs, play action, read what the defense is giving him, switch it up, put a guy out there who can run a good crossing route in Kendrick Bourne, depending on a guy like Kendrick Bourne who can get yards after catch and move it down the field that way. All the things that worked last year when they ran it last year under Josh McDaniels, they scrapped all that and they said, just chuck it downfield. Just chuck it downfield to Devontae Parker. I know I'm simplifying this right now, but that is where I think it looks uncomfortable for Mac Jones. It's like they're trying to like stuff him, trying to stuff a cowboy into a pair of like leather pants and tell him to go to the disco or something. He's like, I don't want to be here. This isn't me.
Yeah, Patricia said it yesterday. We looked at film in the spring about him in Alabama and throwing a ball deep. And so all of a sudden, I mean, because there's reasons why. Last week, I think it was 12.1 on the average of like airtime per pass. So that's like last year was like 8.7. He's third in the league right now as far as like this ball distance traveled in the air per pass attempt. So he's obviously throwing the ball deeper. I don't think Mac Jones woke up this year and just said, you know what, I don't care what these coaches say. They might tell me to check down. I'm chucking it deep. I'm pretty sure they talked to him about it. Dan Olasky went on talking more about Mac Jones and what he sees as far as, like, is this guy reckless? Is he confused? What are you seeing from Mac? Go ahead.
To sit here and say that, one, well, they're okay. They moved the ball without turnovers. Well, that is, like, for me, I'm sitting here going, well, you know how many teams would be better in the NFL if they didn't turn the ball over a ton? Well, why are the turnovers happening? I know the type of player he is. I've covered multiple games of his in college. I studied every single snap that this young man has taken since he's become the starting quarterback at Alabama, since he's become the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. I've watched every snap. I can tell you with complete confidence, he is not a person that doesn't know what he's looking at. I've lived this, guys. I've lived it where with the play call, and the play call comes in, you're like, this place stinks right now. It's this pessimistic type of mindset. That's where it feels his play is in.
Man, it's just that's bringing me back. It is bringing me back. It's just all the like players that have been in the league like long enough. And let's say you've been on a really good team with good coaches, and then you go to a crappy team. You right away you go, oh man, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. This guy doesn't understand the situation. This guy doesn't understand that this play doesn't work, but he's calling it anyways. Like, I feel like Mac, in such a short period of time, understands like how this, what should work and what they should do, and the tempo and the attitude and the philosophy. I think he gets it. But I mean, he's a good soldier. He's Robot Jones. He's gonna do what you tell him to do. So you call in, you give him the headset, and you give him a crappy play, he's gonna call it anyways.
Robot Jones.
And they're all of them gonna sit there and this ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. We all know this is gonna work. Joshua, oh no, what if he heard that? Josh would never do that.
Christian, this is so this is so deeply relatable. It's not even just like a football or a sports, it's something that you run into as an athlete. It's just something you run into in life where all of a sudden you're stuck in a situation where people are giving you horrible advice and you're going, God, this sucks. They want me to do this and it doesn't work and it sucks. And I have to sit here and do it because if I don't do it, I'm going to get in trouble. But it's bringing me down. It's bringing everybody down. That is so relatable.
And that isn't that like and this, and I think you're 100% right. And if that happens and you already are kind of there, if your heart's not in it, where's the effort?
Yeah.
Where's the give a crap level? Yeah. Like that's when you become reckless and out of control.
So that question talking about, you know, Dan Orlovsky, even when he said, well, Jesus, I mean, if you don't turn the ball over, that's the reason why you're a bad football team. That was reaction because we had played the sound earlier. I want you to hear, what's his name, Mike Lombardi. He's on his podcast, the GM Shuffle. And boy, is he putting a lot of this. He is just destroying one Mac Jones and taking all the blame off of this coaching staff. This is Mike Lombardi talking about the play of Mac Jones right now.
As much as I like Mac Jones, I thought Mac Jones would protect the ball and play smarter than he's played. And now he's hurt with a high ankle. And, you know, to me, he was in danger of really of either changing what he did or he's going to lose his job. He's not going to play in the NFL. You're not going to play in the NFL. You keep turning the ball over like he was. Now, you could say, well, they don't have an off. They average 7-1 a play in the game.
Mm-hmm.
7-1 a play in two of the three games. If they don't turn the ball over, they could be 3-0. I'm not saying they're good. Don't get me wrong. But when you turn the ball over like they did, whether it's fumbles and interceptions, and you allow the other team to have extra possessions, and the other team has Lamar Jackson, you deserve to lose.
Absolutely amazing from one Mike Lombardi, basically saying, you know, Mac Jones, the way he's playing right now, was in danger of losing his job if he didn't change it, and can't play in this league if he continues to do it. And if it basically wasn't for him, they'd be 3-0. All on the feet of one Mac Jones.
Lou, it's absolutely pathetic. He's pointing the finger at the 24-year-old kid who's coming in three games into his second season after he made the Pro Bowl, whether you think that's a fake honor or not, in the first season. What changed? Did he just wake up overnight and he said, screw it, I'm the next Josh Allen, I'm going to get these numbers up, let's go. Like, no. What is he talking about? Why is he laying it at the feet of this kid? Why is he pretending like all of a sudden it's like he had some kind of personality change or something? Like, he had some kind of... I don't understand it. I don't understand why he would go out and say this, especially after the guy got his ankle rocked and doesn't know if he's going to be available or not.
Before you respond, I want you to hear this next sentence.
Oh, okay.
Because he goes into talking about watching this football team. Ryan, if you get that cut, about him being an anti-Belichick team.
I mean, like, I've never seen a New England team like this. Like, this is so anti-Belichick. It's so not who they are. It's so not who they are in that building. You know, they just haven't been themselves. I mean, and you could say, well, they don't have an offense. Like, it's not the plays. It's the mistakes they're making in the game. Now, you can blame it on the coaches all you want. I think that's pretty naive if you want to do it, because they haven't played the quarterback. I mean, think about it. Femi, they've had 8 turnovers in three games.
Mm.
8. Everything they do is goes right back to their inability to protect the football.
Now, if you hear that, he was saying, if you blame the coaches, he was going to say stupid.
Yeah, says naive.
But he said naive instead. So Mike Lombardi is no blame, and which isn't a surprise, zero blame on the coaching staff with the way Mac Jones is playing. It's all Mac Jones' fault, Christian.
Yeah, I think that is – it just shows, like, just how, just, you know, handpicked and how he just carries the water and for Bill, and he will never say anything derogatory because, God forbid, he blame it on the coaches. It's really an indication that he doesn't like the decision that Bill made, because if he's ripping the coaches, well, that was Bill's decision to put in two, novice offensive coaches, one a quarterback coach, the other one an offensive coordinator, arguably the two most important coaching positions in the entire team, on the entire team. So no, what he does, he avoids it. And he talks about if you blame play calling, it's naive. I just, you have more examples, legitimate examples right now of a year two quarterback in Trevor Lawrence having an unbelievable first 3 weeks of the season. And you have Mac Jones, who was arguably could have been the rookie of the year based on what he was able to do, what he was able to accomplish. And then suddenly he sucks. That's what I just, like, everyone just wants to, if you're going to defend Bill, you're suddenly going to ignore the age-old expression of coaching matters. Like, you just forget it.
Christian, which is something, this is why it's so dishonest. It really is. This guy would constantly talk about how coaching, it's all about the coach and the quarterback. It's about coaching. And he would laugh at other organizations while he's popping up Bill and be like, oh, look at Bill. Bill's out here doing this. Attention to detail. These other coaches are idiots.
He watches practice tape. Lou doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, these other coaches are idiots. He looks at young quarterbacks and says, that guy doesn't have a chance. Why? Because look at his head coach. His head coach is an idiot. So he directly looks at coaching and play of young quarterbacks in this league. He's always talked about how important coaching is. And now you got a second-year quarterback who's struggling year two, and they're stupid if you blame the coaches. You're naive if you blame the coaches.
No,
it's a rogue Mac Jones. He's going rogue. He's reckless. Really?
It is funny because, let's not blame the plays, okay? Because, at least not the interceptions, right? So the plays weren't the problem. It was the guy who was running the plays and making the decisions. I think his mannerisms, his decisions are a direct correlation with the coaches who teach him. And really, that's what the offensive coordinator and quarterback, they're teachers. I'm going to explain to you and teach you how this should work. Okay, I'm gonna explain all the danger areas. I'm going to teach you how to avoid them. And then if you have no recourse, I'm going to teach you how to just, live to play another day. Like, instead of throwing that corner out, you should have just thrown it out of bounds. And it really, I think ultimately that's probably what needs to happen with Mac. Like, to your point on Monday, Lil, you said, that was on Mac. That was on Mac. I was like, no, it wasn't. I was like, he was giving his receiver an opportunity to do what he was supposed to do and make a play. But if I'm Mac, I'm not making this mistake again. I'd rather throw it out of bounds instead of being blamed for making a stupid mistake.
Unbelievable.
When it wasn't my fault.
It pisses me off, too. I mean, it honestly pisses me off. Because it's not like he sits there and makes a good faith argument about this is why it's not on the coaches. He just says you're naive if you blame the coaches.
Yeah.
He doesn't give any backing. He can't even say the words offensive coordinator in the first clip that we played. He can't say it because he goes, oh, no, I can't go down that road. Don't go down that road. Like, that road is Bill Belichick's road, and I'm out here trying to put it all on Mac Jones.
He is,
and then he even just tells on himself, like, later on, he says, they've had 8 turnovers in 3 games. It's not just interceptions. It's fumbles, too. They're not protecting the football. So it's not just Mac Jones. It's not just the 24-year-old second-year quarterback. Like, admit it. Stop throwing the kid under the bus.
Oh, he doesn't even stop. You thought he was throwing him under the bus. Listen to him talking about, he's not good enough. He's not talented enough to play like this.
I think he looks good, other than he's making stupid mistakes, and he's not good enough to overcome bad mistakes. Like, part of the allure for me with Mac Jones is he was going to be a smart player, protect the football at all cost, But he's playing out of control. He's playing, he's trying to, what does he think he is? He's throwing the ball up for grabs. Like, seriously, like, you're not overly skilled, right? So when you're not overly skilled, you've got to make up for it with good decisions, good placement. All the things have to be. You can't hurt your team like he's been hurting his team.
It's all his fault. God forbid it's Bill's fault. It'll never be Bill's fault. He's talking about anti-Belichick team. Mike, have you watched this team the last 3 years? Like, have you? I mean, too many men in the field, not ready to start the game, not ready to start at a halftime, stupid penalties, turnovers, special teams haven't been good. Have you watched the last 3 years? But no, it's all the feet of Mac Jones, a second-year player who has showed that he's very good and composed and makes good decisions in year one. You change one variable, and Bill Belichick brings in two guys to run the offense, And you don't see the connection. Because Mac Jones walked into this year and said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to be reckless. I'm going to chuck it deep. I'm going to go against my coaching. This guy, it's what he's saying. He's playing out of control. You know, he can't overcome his mistakes. He makes too many mistakes. I was wrong about Mac. Oh, really? Maybe you're wrong about Bill right now, the current state of his decision-making and who he puts in charge of this kid. But you could never blame him.
It's so obvious what is happening. You have a bright, willing, accommodating player who is just wants to please you. It just wants to make you happy, right? And he wants to win. So he's got the best coach, you know, the world has ever seen. And he's not going to, you know, be defiant. He's not going to push back. Hey, listen, these guys are going to be good, Mac. You know, coaches are coaches. You sure? This guy was a defense coordinator.
Mac Jones sat there with a straight face during preseason and said, Matt Patricia is one of the most brilliant minds in football I have ever been around.
I think he was a shot at Mac.
When he said it.
You know, but isn't like when somebody exaggerates that.
He's trying, at least.
He's over-exaggerating because he doesn't believe it, so he has to overdo it.
Yeah.
He has to.
Here's the thing I worry about. I'm not surprised that Mike Lombardi comes to the defense of Bill Belichick. He has. I think he would come to the defense of Bill over his own kid. That doesn't surprise me. But the other thing we've always said is that he's a mouthpiece for Bill. Is there a chance Bill's like, Jesus, Mike, this kid. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're opening it up and he can do some stuff. But, I mean, there's a difference between opening up, being smart, and not making stupid mistakes. He's making stupid mistakes. Like, you know, we think that he basically is a mouthpiece for Bill. Is there a chance Bill right now is down on Mac Jones and is like, you know, I'm trying. But you know what? He ain't clicking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to open it up for him, but he's making stupid mistakes. A couple of games that's going to kill us.
Yes. Yes and yes, because he should know better.
Bill already having regrets about Mac?
Oh, man.
Next question.
I would say he shouldn't, but he may sit there and go, wow, I gave you two good coaches, and like I don't see what the problem is. Like, these are good coaches. Why are you trying to do it your way? Why don't you just listen? Because I don't trust him.
All right, let me go to Tom, who's out in Central Florida right now. I don't know how you're doing down there,
Sharks.
Tom. Hurricane hitting you. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Well,
what's up?
It's windy. We have flickering power. It's cooled off, so if my AC is out, I get the fan. But I'm calling because Blue, me and you talked years ago when I lived up in the Northeast in Plymouth and South Shore. Anyways, I lived in Marshfield, too. So, anyways, the Belichick is totally... should be called onto the carpet. I'm tired of this, and Bill, we trust. He put this mess together. He brought these two, the bearded clown and the buffoon, that were both fired. They're incompetent, and they're ruining this kid. Lombardi, I don't know where he's a puppet. It's like Bill is making him talk. It's disgusting. And I know Mac isn't defiant, but that kid, if I'm him, I'm calling my coach up and calling saying, you said this guy was a straight shooter coming to New England? And he was lied to because Belichick is putting this kid in every position to get killed and to not succeed. It's a disgusting situation. And I agree with you, Mego, and all of you guys have made Lombardi is nauseating when I hear that. Blame.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. I'm gonna go. Here's the thing that should scare you.
I would not agree with that at all.
If you think he is just a puppet and reiterating what Bill said to him.
I hope not. I really hope that's not the case because... I'm still putting my money on his kids, not on the staff anymore. So he is out of the loop and doesn't know. Well, that's me. That's me being optimistic, Christian.
When we come back, Mago, I want you to hear Bill Belichick explaining what makes Aaron Rodgers great earlier today. And you tell me if there's a chance that maybe Mike Lombardi just may be his mouthpiece. You'll hear it coming up next.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Paid the cost to be the boss. All right, we're going to give away some Red Sox tickets. So right now, here we go. Be calling number 9 to the contest line, 617-931-0937. You're going to score 2 tickets to see the Red Sox play the Rays October 3rd. Parking at the Prudential Center Garage as well. Now, driving to the game, you can park at the Prudential Center Garage, where parking is just $20 for games and a $100 gift card as well for Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Again, call number 9 at contest line, 617-931-0937. So now, we were just playing to Mike Lombardi, who basically said that Mac Jones is playing out of control.
He's playing out of control. He's playing that, like, you know, he's trying to, what does he think he is? He's throwing the ball up for grabs.
Yeah, and he's in danger of losing his job, and this team could be 3-0, basically, if it wasn't for him. And God forbid you're naive and stupid if you blame the coaches. But more importantly, making too many turnovers, right? Throwing the ball, making too many mistakes. This guy's playing out of control. Well, earlier today, after listening to that podcast, I heard Bill Belichick asked about what makes Aaron Rodgers great, and there seemed to be a connection between the two. Listen to Bill Belichick explain what makes Rodgers great.
He's seen it all a million times. They don't turn the ball over. He doesn't make very many mistakes. He never has. He's a very resourceful quarterback. He makes the plays that are there, and then he makes a few plays that really aren't there, and then he rarely makes a mistake where he has a bad play. There's very, very few of those. I think that's one of the things that makes him a great quarterback. He helps the team win. He does the things that they need to do to win. He's certainly very protective of the ball and got a lot of freedom, which he should. He makes a lot of good decisions.
So in describing what makes Aaron Rodgers great, and yes, he doesn't turn the ball over. We understand that's part of it. But it seemed like 80% what makes him great is he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't turn the ball over. He very rarely makes mistakes. He always makes good decisions. And then like 20% of, oh yeah, and by the way, he's mobile, he's accurate, he's got a cannon, he gets out of the pocket, he makes great. You know what I mean? Like, when I describe Aaron Rodgers, I would mention that he doesn't make many mistakes and doesn't turn the ball over. But I would be talking more about the other attributes.
It would be like the fourth thing that
this
you would
come
up
with. This guy focused on, he makes too many mistakes. And after I heard Lombardi say this and I heard Bill describe Rodgers, I'm like, he's his mouthpiece. This is what Bill's saying. This is what Bill's telling Mike. I got a kid that's playing reckless.
Yeah, it also, I sure wish I would have had the top five quarterback of all time. Then I wouldn't have to use a Lombardi to talk about how upset I am. Of course he is. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to do it. So, of course, he's smart with the ball. Of course, he makes plays that he shouldn't. Look at Lamar Jackson last week. He made plays he shouldn't, and he made some that he should. Those are what great players do. Your guy is in his second year, and his development has been significantly delayed based on the decisions that you implemented. Therefore, like talking about the coaches, like the coaches' decisions have slowed him down. I think he's made him reckless. Have made him stupid. Like, I don't trust you, so I'm going to do my own thing.
What does he think he is?
Confusion and doubt.
I think it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Frustration and doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Frustration's even better because frustration is what we saw on the sideline.
Yeah.
That was the ultimate. Like, so, imagine if he was still playing. Like,
you think there's a connection?
From what?
Just weird timing after Lombardi just ripping him to shreds. We think he's a mouthpiece. And then Bill, in praising Aaron Rodgers, just spent the entire time talking about how he doesn't make any mistakes.
If there's anything I would say about Aaron Rodgers is that guy makes great decisions. Mr. Ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
All right, let's get to some of the calls. Let's go to the Breida. I'm sorry, Belichick apologist. Danny and Quincy. Go ahead, Danny.
Lou, you crack me up, Lou. I mean, last year, you mercilessly ripped Mac Jones every single week. You made fun of the way he talked. You criticized his play on the field. When he had the best freshman class out of all the players, quarterbacks that come out of the freshman, he had the best year out of all of them. And then he comes on the air and you kiss his ass. And now you're saying this. What about Lombardi's comments? Tell me what about Lombardi's comments that weren't true. Tell me.
That blaming the coaching staff would be stupid.
Naive.
What about his play on the field? I'm not saying he's been all bad, but decision-making, he's forcing issues, and I'll chalk it up to inexperience. That's growing pains
in the NFL.
Danny,
slow down, okay? The stuff he pointed out, the mistakes he's making, he's 100% right. So the question is why. He's telling you it's got nothing to do with coaching. Nothing at all. And if you blame the coaching, you're naive and stupid. It's all because a Mac woke up one day and decided to become a rebel.
The guy has, in my opinion, compared to what he did last year, now granted, it's only three games, but he's made some horrendous decisions.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
I chalk it up to inexperience. I think he's trying to make a first down on every play. I think he's trying to force the issue when he should be taking a sack, when he should be stepping out of bounds, throwing the ball away. He's just making typical rookie mistakes.
And so, yes, Danny, why wasn't he doing that in his rookie year?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Oh, you know. Come on.
Danny,
come on.
What
Megan,
changed?
Megan, you won't even give an opinion as to what some of the things Lombardi says. Are you denying that some of the things he said, he had an opinion, and it was based on facts? 8 turnovers. He made some bad.
And then he said they weren't all interceptions, Danny. He said they were also fumbles, but don't look at the coaching staff. Don't look at the sidelines for a second.
Danny, it's not about the facts, and thanks for the call. It's not about the facts. It's about the how, or the it's about the why. You know, why is this going on? We hear Dan Orlovsky say why. Mike Lombardi said you're stupid if you want to blame the coaches for the way Mac's playing.
I think that's pretty naive if you want to do it.
He said naive. He wanted to play say stupid, but he said naive instead. You've changed one variable on a quarterback that is smart, that makes decisions. I can question what his ceiling is all day long. Okay, I don't think he sucks, Danny. I question the people that think he's the next superstar because there's people out there. But you have to ask why. Is this going on? And Lombardi thinks it's got nothing to do with coaching. Nothing to do with it, which is just a joke. All right, last call. Last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, you can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. So we love the media day in the NBA, right?
We've love
been
it.
Around there a little bit, a few times. So there's an interview here with Spectrum Sports, and I believe it was actually James Worthy. It was with Chris McGee, the host. James Worthy was there, right, all about the Lakers, and with LeBron James, with Red Sox minority owner LeBron James, had an interview, and this is what he had to say about new teammate Patrick Beverley joining the squad.
There's three guys, now three, that I hated playing against, and then I became their teammate, and I love them.
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah.
Hated him in Boston.
Yeah. Big Perk.
I still hate Boston.
Yeah, I still hate Boston.
Okay, don't get that twisted. We all hate Boston here.
Yes, we do.
What a surprise. James Worthy agrees with him. What a surprise. LeBron James, Laker, hates Boston. What's the big deal? Why is everybody upset about this? I don't see what the problem is.
I don't like
of course,
LeBron
I hope
James
so.
Still being a current player and being a minority owner of the Boston Red Sox.
I still hate
this,
Boston.
Yeah, I still hate Boston.
I just think you should wait till you retire and get involved. Start being,
LeBron's not a Laker. He's LeBron. He's not. He doesn't belong
Laker
to any
anyway.
Team. Yeah, he belongs to Team LeBron.
I would co-sign on that.
He's
but he's on set with, you know, one guy who is the host who was born and raised in California and is a Laker fan for life, and James Worthy. So of course, neither one of those guys like the Lakers, and he's playing to the cameras. He actually before that interview even started, he says, "I love coming here talking to you guys. I love it." Out of all the other things he has to do on Media Day, he loves coming here, chopping it up about the hatred for the Celtics.
At least he didn't call every single Celtics fan racist. Like
well, that's
last
a,
time
that's a whole other clip that we kind of just never played. Yeah.
So that's, at least he's got that going.
Yeah.
So he just said he hates.
So things are getting better.
It is. I just wish he didn't be like 0.005 owner of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Wait till you're done with your career, dumbass. All right. What do we got? That's going to be it for us today. I see
that's
Rob
it.
Bradford in
I
the
see
house.
Rob and Mutt.
And Mutt, both in the
house.
Yeah,
hovering.
Get you ready for this Sox-Orioles game. That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow's a day game, Sox-Orioles. So it's going to be a little bit of a later. We'll come on right after the Red Sox game, but that's going to do it for us tonight. Enjoy your night. We will talk to you tomorrow following Red Sox baseball.